On Saturday, a gunman opened fire at Club Q, a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. The attack killed 5 people and wounded at least 17 others. It was the eve of the Transgender Day of Remembrance, in which people around the world honor and mourn trans people lost to violence. In a statement, Milwaukee Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa said that she was heartbroken. Zamarripa, who represents District 8 in the Near South Side, is the first openly LGBTQ+ member of the Common Council. WUWM's Lena Tran spoke with Zamarripa about the mass shooting and Milwaukee's ongoing efforts to protect its queer community.
What did you think when you heard the news of the Colorado shooting this weekend?
That this would happen, you know, on the eve of Transgender Day of Remembrance. And it's just, it's terrible. And it made me think of the Pulse nightclub shooting that happened the night before our Pride Parade that we have annually in the city of Milwaukee on the Near South Side. So it was very devastating. I remember my sister and I having to, you know, I march in the parade every year and just having to put forward a strong demeanor and still be in the parade and lift up our community during a very difficult time, as you can imagine.
In Milwaukee, we've seen growing violence against trans women. What measures is the city taking to address that?
I wanted to make sure, of course, that the public knows that we do have on the books, frankly, at the state level, we do have penalty enhancers in place for hate crimes. In addition to that, MPD is committed to having a positive working relationship with their LGBTQ+ community. MPD has an LGBTQ+ liaison, Sergeant Velasquez. In fact, I know her personally. And as well as an LGBTQ+ committee within MPD. They also have a standard of procedure, SOP, around interaction with trans people. And I also wanted to note Mayor Johnson, Mayor Cavalier-Johnson just named an LGBTQ+ liaison last week in Jonathan Farah, also that kind of a point of contact to work with the mayor's office and build strong relationships within the LGBTQ+ community.
On the national stage, it's been a big year for anti-LGBTQ+ legislation, things like Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Do you see a connection between violence like we saw this weekend and those political efforts?
That kind of political rhetoric we know can lead to hateful acts in our society. It's a sad reality. And that's why we need to support, I think, positive efforts like those things like U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, our first out openly LGBTQ+ U.S. Senator. We need to make sure that we're supporting the efforts that she puts forward, the efforts that we've seen the state legislature put forward every year. I served in the legislature, so I know for the last, I would say, 4 terms at least, they've put forward an equality agenda of over 6 pro-LGBTQ+ equality bills for the state of Wisconsin. Those are the kind of efforts that I think lift up this underrepresented community, and I would hope we could see more of that and less of the opposite, like you mentioned.
What else can folks here do in daily life to support the community?
With support from folks like me as the first out openly LGBTQ+ alder in Milwaukee, the Safe Place Initiative was launched a couple of months ago where small businesses could support their LGBTQ+ community and beyond by putting up simply a decal, a sticker, so that folks would know that they could come to their business and seek help or assistance. We did get some concerns raised by members of the LGBTQ+ community, in particular our trans community, felt like it wasn't inclusive enough, there wasn't enough involvement in the rollout, and we're going to actually re-roll out the initiative in the new year to make sure that it's more inclusive of all members of our LGBTQ+ community, especially those folks in our trans community that we know are oftentimes targeted far and away more than their LGBT counterparts.
What's an example of a solution that resulted from addressing those concerns?
There was concerns about everything, frankly, from the graphic that MPD was using, and they wanted to be, it was not for lack of trying. They want to be inclusive and work with the LGBTQ+ community, And yet the graphic they used was the older Pride flag design and not the newer Progress Pride flag that includes the kind of black and brown stripes in the rainbow to signify people of color, as well as the colors of the trans pride flag. So there was concerns around simply that, the graphic that they're using to be more inclusive to what, you know, what resources are they going to offer to the community. And that type of dialogue at that very basic level, even talking just simply about the symbols that you're using, is going to be very, I think, crucial to whether or not NPD can bridge that gap that some members of the trans community feel very strongly, in particular black and brown transgender women.
That was Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa speaking with WUWM's Lena Tran.